Hey, I am going to share with you the diamond in the rough that I got from spending hours with 200 different AI executives. That is going to be the key to literally surpassing everybody else in terms of skills over the next 5 years, specifically for AI.
How do you grow like a VC-backed company without taking on investors? Do you want to create a lifestyle business, a performance business, or an empire? How do you scale to an exit without losing your freedom? Those are the questions, and this show is the answer.
All right, welcome and thank you for joining me today. This episode is sponsored by Superhuman Revenue, which is a newsletter where I share cheat codes, tips, tools, all my best stuff with you for free just by signing up and providing me in your email box every week. So join, it'll be in the show notes. The link will be there. Look forward to seeing you every week there. Okay, so today, what I'm going to share with you is something that I went to the other day. It was an event where there was effectively 200 plus different executives. It was at an innovation hub that Chicago Innovation put on downtown Chicago. I know I said Chicago like three times in literally 30 seconds, but effectively, there were some big hitters there. And on top of it, there was a lot of folks that were heavily involved with AI. There was founders there. There was some speakers, the global innovation head for Accenture was there specifically for Google, was her primary focus area. So she had Gemini. At the same time, there was also a gentleman who basically gave advice to the UN. His name was Chris Hammond, who's a co-founder of Narrative Science, is the head at AI for Northwestern University. At the same time, he's a UN AI advisor. There's some other folks there as well. So there was basically a partner named Michael Parks, who is the co-chair of Thompson and Coburn's IP practice, Eric Brown, which is senior product manager and experience engineer at West Monroe. We had Shivani Vora. She was the managing director that I mentioned from Accenture. And then Deb Singh, who's the CEO of an AI company that's been implementing this for 10 years. So I wanted to share that backdrop with you because there's a lot of different things that I had from a takeaway perspective. But like I said, at the beginning of the episode, I am going to share with you at the end the top stack of skills that you need to learn and understand to be a leader specifically in this space moving forward over the next 3 to 5 years. So let me just go through it. One of the key things that the panel talked about effectively was that AI is not just one thing, it's a thousand things. There's deep learning, there's neural networks, there's machine learning. There's so many underpinnings of different components to it that it's a lot more complex than the way people make it. I mean, effectively, we had AI in our lives for a long time, everywhere from Spotify recommendations of songs to Netflix recommendations of movies. So it goes on and on. But there's a lot of different areas like that. Okay. So the other thing that I heard, number two, which is really, really concerning to me, especially with what's happening with video and AI, we saw Sora. I talked about that a few weeks ago on my podcast. But one of the things that Chris mentioned was that there's 10,000 deep fake porn sites for video with literally no laws attached to them. So what that means is there's a website where you could have your ex and basically superimpose their head on some porn and then distribute it and make them look terrible. Okay. Now I would definitely not recommend you do anything like that because A, it's terribly wrong. And B, you know, what goes around comes around and you will get toasted on that. Right. And it's just not the right thing to do, right? But the fact that there's 10,000 of those sites out there is really, really disturbing. And we are at the early stage of what's happening with video. I don't know if you heard this as well, but effectively, imagine if you were on a video where you got asked to join a Zoom meeting and you were on and your CEO was on there, your chief operating officer, and I think there was the CTO on there. And basically, they're talking to you on Zoom, tell you to transfer $25 million. And basically, that was all deep fakes. Those people were not there. Chris mentioned that literally with $500,000 and some developers, you can create the same type of capability. Okay, so that's one thing we got to be careful of. We always have to make sure what we're watching is real and understand that. Like, I am real right now and I am talking, but you're going to need to have an extra layer of that as we kind of move forward. So that was number two. Number three, this is one of the things that I don't know. I don't know if I agree with totally, but the panelists talked about this and in the early 1900s, everybody's talking about job loss and what AI is going to do to it. So in the early 1900s, 50% of jobs were in farming. Okay, now it's 2%. So we haven't lost massive jobs because of that. So the idea was that new jobs, significantly new jobs, will transfer or surface from the AI boom. However, there was also the common thought that 5 to 10% of the 100 million US jobs can easily get displaced over the next 3 to 5 years. So that's 5 to 10 million people being out of work. All right. That was really, really eye-opening to me. And that was one of the things, and part of my mission is to help with AI literacy and to help folks understand this, because of the fact that that's one of the things that scared me when I first saw what it was possible of. Now, most recently, Sam Altman literally talked in an interview about this. It was hidden. It was in December. It was from the chief digital officer of Starbucks, basically interviewed him, and or former chief digital officer, I should say. One of the things that they asked about were the implications of AGI and what would happen with that, specifically for marketing and branding. And the thing that Sam Altman said was, oh, yeah, without a doubt that basically it could do what 95% of marketing agencies, marketing consultants would do in terms of testing, evaluating, and identifying key areas of ads and other areas for virtually no cost. And that's what AGI will be able to do. So he gave a specific timeline of about 5 years. Ray Kurzweil, who is notorious for being super accurate, maybe notorious is a bad word, but he is very well known for his accuracy in terms of future predictions. And he predicted as well that AGI is going to happen by 2029 as well, which is 5 years from now. So those are things you want to think through. And like I said, jump on this train. If you're listening, you are probably ahead of 95% of people, but keep going. Don't stop. Use it, learn it, understand it, own it, and then you'll own your future. Okay. Now, last but not least, speaking of your future, we are going to go over the trinity of success in business that is going to be based around the following three capabilities. And it was really interesting because all the panelists agreed that this was kind of the magic mix or the diamond in the rough if you want to stay ahead of everybody and then also protect yourself. Okay. So there's three components of what you need to do. Number one is understanding how to use AI with business use cases. This is something that I've been stuck on literally since, you know, I opened Pandora's box and understood it, okay? So really, really understand the business use cases. And what I would encourage you to do is start super, super small. If you're still getting used to this, if you're early on, if you're a little bit more advanced, keep digging into it, document it. I'm going back to making sure I do my AI log every day. I wrote some things down today that I was like, I can't believe that. I look back at my old entries. I'm like, these are amazing use cases. So I'm trying to be an expert at that for you to help you, but at the same time, to help myself, to help my future, to help my clients, to help my family. Okay. So that's the other one. That's the first one I should say. Number two is understand the technical capabilities. Now, what they kind of identified is it's very, very rare to have an understanding of the business use case and applications as well as the technical capabilities. Now, I'm not saying you need to be an engineer, but you need to know enough to be dangerous. Okay. So you need to understand like what's not just possible on the business side, but what are some of the technical capabilities enablers that this will provide? So we got what are business use cases that it's used for? Then the other side is like, okay, how can we technically leverage it? And to give you an example of that, I'll be super specific. So I think, let's say we're talking about content creation with marketing. And so an example that I would give is basically, you know, you really understand how to apply it to that business use case. We can say something simple like writing LinkedIn posts, right? Writing in LinkedIn posts, basically in the voice of you, based on training data or sample docs you provide with killer prompts, so that it's really, really customized to your tone of voice and what you're doing. That would be the first example. Now, if we're talking about the technical example, it would be, okay, now that I understand how to do that, how can I basically use that, create a repeatable GPT or micro agent is kind of what I'm calling them, or give it the ability to connect it to another no-code solution. So that's where you start to get into some of the technical areas that you can understand what's possible. Now, there's more levels to that, but that's just the high-level details. So that's number two. So business use case, number one. Number two is really understanding the technical capabilities. And number three is one that basically is funny. Most of the panelists said that they had a really, really hard time teaching people this. And this is being able to effectively communicate A and B to people effectively, right? So to be able to connect the engineers and to be able to connect the business leaders so that you could speak one language that both of them understood and are on board at the same time, okay? So just to break that down for you, understand the business use cases, number one. Number two, understand enough technically to be dangerous and technical capabilities. And then number three, really it's that what they call the soft skill, but is actually hard to use and master, which is communication. Effectively communicate that and speak in their own languages. And the awesome thing is AI can help you do that, right? Whether it's based on their communication style, whether it's DISC, or whether it's by their role and their job and their function, or even by their age and their expertise, okay? So always, always remember that. But I wanted to share those last three with you because this is your chance. If you keep jumping on this, taking advantage of it and act, you can't just consume. You have to act on what we're talking about. You will be able to protect yourself, your family, your future by doing this and acting on it. And I'll be super happy for you because I was able to help you along the way and be a part of your journey. So thank you for being a part of mine. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you joining today. Wanted to share this with you. I know this is a little bit different episode than normal. However, like I'm doing a lot of speaking now. I'm doing a lot of, I'm talking to a lot of chief revenue officers confidentially. I'm talking to executives confidentially. I'm doing speaking for groups. And so I want to start sharing some of these details with you because these are things that are hard to communicate effectively on social media, because there's not as much context as a podcast or a YouTube show. And so I really wanted to share this with you. I'm going to be doing more and more of these. I have a lot of speaking engagements lined up for this year. A lot of roundtables and things like that. So I'm super excited of what I'll be able to bring back to you. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you for checking out the Scale Up Show. My mission in life is to help founders and revenue leaders avoid all the pain and suffering in revenue growth so they can flip it and create a life of their own design. So if you enjoyed this show, please like, review, share it on social, and more importantly, just share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you think could learn and benefit from what you heard on today. But the more we get the message out, the more people we could help, the bigger the impact we make, and the bigger the community gets, which helps everybody. So once again, thank you for being a loyal listener. I appreciate you and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.